In Brazil, airport police have begun taking the fingerprints and photos of arriving Americans. The new policy was ordered by a judge who was angered by the fact that Brazilian travelers are being subjected to increased scrutiny at U.S. airports. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The new Brazilian policy is the result of a surprise ruling by Brazilian judge Julier Sebastião da Silva, who says he's responding to what he calls the embarrassment endured by Brazilians traveling to the U.S. Specifically, he doesn't like a new U.S. rule requiring travelers from most countries, including Brazil, to be photographed and fingerprinted on arrival. He says it's discriminatory.
Japanese people and European people are not being submitting this procedure in USA, no. Only the people from third world, Africa, Asian, Latin America, poor country, no, in general. Then it's a kind of discrimination against these people, no, against Brazilian people.
The retaliatory nature of the judge's order is nothing new in Brazil. Unlike other Latin American countries, Brazil has long required Americans to apply for visas before coming here, on the grounds that the U.S. requires the same of Brazilians. Argentina, which doesn't require Americans to get visas, receives more than twice as many tourists as Brazil. But in Brazil, national pride runs deep, and there's resentment against what Brazilians see as arbitrary and arrogant American security rules. These rules have been recently expanded to include mandatory face-to-face interviews for new visa applicants, even for foreigners who just want to fly through U.S. airports on their way to other countries. Judge Sebastião says Brazilians feel they're under suspicion.
USA called them terrorist people, no? Any way to explain why.
The State Department says the new rules simply comply with a congressional mandate to use so-called biometric indicators to track foreigners arriving on visas. The Brazilian government is still reviewing the judge's ruling and may file an appeal. In the meantime, it's not clear the ruling can be fully implemented. A spokesman for the Brazilian Federal Police hints that the new procedures are burdensome. The federal police are mobilizing their resources to be able to comply with this order, but there's no doubt that this has taken us by surprise, the spokesman says. In reality, the Brazilian government can't afford this show of national pride. Arriving tourists already face long lines at immigration, in part because of understaffing and a work slowdown by police who want higher salaries. The court ruling has yet to be carried out at the Rio de Janeiro airport, the biggest port of entry for foreign tourists. Brazil's high season is just starting, and the police in Rio are not looking forward to taking mugshots and fingerprints of each one of the thousands of Americans expected here for Carnival in February. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.